Hi, and welcome to Zed Games. Recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios in Brisbane and broadcast nationally over the Community Radio Network, Zed Games brings you the latest gaming news, reviews, and interviews from across Australia and around the world.
Greetings, welcome. This is Zed Games, heard in Brisbane on 3ZZZ thanks to the magic of FM broadcasting and around Australia, thanks to the Community Radio Network. For the benefit of humankind, my name is Razor, and I am joined by my friends and co-hosts, the incredible Lee May.
Hi out there in Radio Land.
And the awesome-tacular Jody McGregor.
Hi, guys.
Wait.
And the terrific...
I get to be awesome-tacular.
You can dispute over your titles later. And the terrific Alana Pierce.
Thank you. Hello.
We also welcome a very special guest tonight. She's a media personality and the creator of Geek Bomb, Maud Garrett.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. Go Brizzy. Woo!
Okay, we're going to be talking about Sniper Elite 3. Alana, you've been playing that?
I've had the misfortune of having to play Sniper Elite 3, yes.
Oh, wow. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, that's the whole game, is misfortune, really. So, okay. Yay!
And we'll also be talking to Maud a bit later on. But first, let's kick this episode off with the Week in Gaming News headlines. Mr. Jody McGregor.
Gears of War and Unreal Tournament creator Cliff Bleszinski has announced that he'll be coming out of retirement to work on a free-to-play first-person arena shooter for the PC, codenamed Project Blue Streak. Despite the title, the game will not be an adaptation of the 90s buddy cop film starring Martin Lawrence, but will instead be a sci-fi-themed shooter. Bleszinski, known affectionately to fans as Cliffy B, also announced the founding of a brand new studio who will be developing the game, Boss Key Productions.
He did a damn good job of building up hype for that, too. Mm-hmm. I was like, there's a countdown?
Yeah.
This is going to be the best thing ever. And then I was like, oh, it's what we thought it was.
He also did a really good job getting a hot wife.
Does he have a hot wife?
And showing everyone about it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. So he's not showing everyone that well.
Yeah.
I'm going to search that now.
They tweet at each other. It's quite sweet.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Borderlands developer Gearbox Software has announced that they are working on a brand new game called Battleborn. The game has been described by Gearbox president Randy Pitchford as a fusion of first-person shooter and battle arena-style gameplay. He also went on to say that Battleborn is the most ambitious video game that Gearbox has ever created. The expected release date is the first quarter of 2016.
So,
it's a MOBA though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And okay, Borderlands, the pre-sequel, for some reason, is still only on 360 and PS3. I just don't understand that.
Mm. That's where their audience is.
Yeah,
I get that. But every other game that has that same audience, because I know Borderlands has sold more copies than the Xbox One and the PS4 put together, but everyone else has just put them on both, like The Last of Us and Grand Theft Auto. Mm. Why would you not put it on both? Mm. I don't know how it works, but I feel like it's lazy.
I just can't get past the sentence, the most ambitious video game that Gearbox has ever created, because we're talking about the creators of Aliens,
Duke Nukem?
Colonial Marines, Duke Nukem Forever, and Borderlands games. I mean, what ambition can be found there? And now their ambition is to make a game much like the two most popular games in the world.
Maybe they're doing this thing where they disappoint someone for 10 years so that when they finally bring out a good game, it's extra tasty.
Cool.
Everyone likes Borderlands, though. Is it after this one?
Hey, I like Borderlands.
The other two are trash, so...
Yeah. They've given us sticks to hit them with. The organisers of a competitive gaming tournament based in Finland have come under fire for not allowing women to compete in the Hearthstone Heroes of Warcraft qualifying match. The event is a qualifying tournament with the winners to compete in the International Esports Federation Championship in South Korea, where competitors in certain games, including Hearthstone, are gender segregated. After drawing criticism from gaming press and gamers around the world on the internet, the tournament organisers have since changed the regulations to allow women to enter. Additionally, Blizzard, the studio behind Hearthstone, as well as esports staple StarCraft II, has issued a statement saying that they have made it clear to the International Esports Federation that they will not allow the use of their games in tournaments that are not open to all players.
Hmm. I didn't know that part. That's good.
Yeah, I think Blizzard leaned on them a little bit behind the scenes there.
Probably.
Said, stop being dicks.
The entire thing, just it makes it sound like women are some kind of disease that will, like, make everyone frown upon their sport. You're like, well, I don't want to play Hearthstone anymore, if that's the way that you see me, but...
They're like, I don't want to beat a chick or get beaten by a chick.
There was a guy on my Facebook page who said the reason for it was because women at that time of the month would automatically lose.
Wow.
And I was like, are you aware of how biology works? Because I don't think that's it.
Wow, he ticked every dick box.
Yep.
Yeah. Man.
And then I was like, I think I literally said, that's not how that works. And he was like, you wouldn't understand.
Oh,
holy,
God.
Wow.
It gets worse.
He mansplained periods to you.
He did, man. Incorrectly.
All right.
Shout out to that guy.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan has sued Rockstar Games for appropriating her likeness without permission in last year's blockbuster hit Grand Theft Auto V. The suit claims that a character in the game, Lacey Jonas, was based entirely on Lohan, specifically mentioning the physical likeness, clothing style, and voice of the character. Grand Theft Auto V is the fastest-selling entertainment product in history, earning $1 billion within 3 days of launch. Neither Rockstar Games or parent company Take-Two have issued a statement on the matter.
Lindsay Lohan also recently decided to get completely naked in a shop when getting changing her clothes and running through the store. So it's obvious that she's
a little
bored.
Bit accurate then. Like, maybe she is Lacey.
Yeah.
Do you ever actually see Lacey in the game, though?
Yeah, there's a mission where you help her avoid the paparazzi.
Oh, she's that one. That was an awful mission.
And the thing that I don't get is if, like, her character is supposed to be kind of terrible in the game. I don't even remember it, so she's like...
She did a lot of screaming.
She's one of, you know, hundreds of unpleasant caricatures of women in that game.
Yeah.
So if she is recognizing herself in that character, going out of her way to complain about it, maybe she has some self-esteem.
Lindsay Lohan
issues.
Played Grand Theft Auto V?
Do you think someone said, hey, this is just like you? Or
I feel like someone tweeted at her and was like, this makes me think of Lindsay Lohan. And she was like, suing. Done.
Yeah. Cha-ching.
That's it. Yep.
Right, that's it for this week's news. You're listening to Zed Games. Now, Alana, you have been playing a game called Sniper Elite 3.
I have. Yeah, Sniper Elite 3, I've been playing it on the Xbox One. And I guess it's just a World War II shooter, really. It's third person, which is slightly different. And you play as a sniper. And the best part of this game, which I feel like I should just cut to right away, is that there's like this X-ray mode. So when you zoom in on someone and you account for your heart rate and you get your breathing right and the distance and the wind and all these little things that seem much more complicated than they actually are, you then shoot someone and it'll like follow the bullet through the air and then their body will like go X-ray vision and you can see exactly what you punctured and you watch like muscles tear apart and it's brutal. And unfortunately the only polished thing about the entire game, the rest of it is people falling through maps and dying, which is convenient in a stealth game, sort of stealth. There was one time where there was this guy that I just couldn't get past and I was like, I have no idea how I'm going to do this because people can hear you if you fire a sniper and I didn't have any ammo left in my silenced pistol, so I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then he just fell through the map and died. So I was like, well, this is going well.
You're a really good assassin.
Yeah, it's great. The game really helps you out. And I was playing on the hard difficulty as well, so I was like, man, this is getting so challenging. And then, it was kind of disappointing, but also helpful. So the rest of the game is just basically you play as white dude, McGruffy voice and stubble. I think his name's Carl, irrelevant. And you go across different parts of South Africa and basically have the same objective every time that is like, kill this one guy and also this guy and these two other guys on this map. And there'll be a whole bunch of other dudes you don't have to kill. So you can actually approach things really creatively. The maps are really, really broad. And, you can kick a generator if you want to make some noise to muffle the shot of your sniper or wait for explosions. So you can kind of be creative, but for the most part, it just feels really buggy, and all I actually wanted to do was, snipe people through the eye and in the leg and various other places.
Where else can you shoot people, Alana? That's what we
Well,
really
I'm glad
know.
You asked. You can shoot people in the testicles and occasionally in the penis, but it's so flaily and small that it's hard.
Wow, that's mean to Nazis.
Well, how did you think they'd be represented? Did you think that they just... I'm not going to go there.
It's like
all right.
The smaller the wiener, the less bad you feel when they die.
Yeah, I'm like, well, he probably wanted it anyway.
That's cruel.
Yeah, but I only managed to shoot someone in the testicle once, and it was disgusting. So I kind of didn't ever want to do it again, because it's just like this little, when you go into X-ray mode, it's just like this little pink ball, and then it just explodes, and it's not a good time.
Shooting, like, hearts and eyeballs.
No, it's fine.
That's okay, cool.
But it's just... If you
shot someone like from the profile angle, from the side, do you think you could puncture both testicles with one shot?
You could, yeah.
Really? Is there an achievement for that?
Very, yeah, it needs to be. I feel like that would be illegal.
Yeah.
I think that would be frowned upon.
Could you, if you lined it up perfectly, shoot one guy through the testicles and then have the bullet keep going and then you get another guy through
you
the
could,
testicles?
You could, yes.
Yes.
That would be hard.
Yeah.
Hard. But you could.
Should I search YouTube for this right now?
Someone will have done it, I reckon, yeah, for sure. That's okay. Worth saving.
Yeah. So we are going to be stretching this out by just discussing Nazi testicles for the next 10, 15 minutes, is my understanding. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could talk about the Nazis, but I can't because none of them have any personality and they all look exactly the same, and the AI is appalling.
Do they shout anything in German when you shoot them in the testicles?
Ach, my balls!
Yeah. Yeah, that! That's no, they don't actually, because you're in X-ray mode, so everything's like slowed down. So if they make a noise, it'd be like a... that you wouldn't be able to hear.
Who made the game?
That's a good question. I didn't pay attention because it's so awful.
Rebellion.
Rebellion, yes, yeah. Correct.
Who are British, so it's weird that the main character is another boring American dude. Mm.
So boring. Except for the parts where there's cutscenes and it like tries to talk about how harsh war is and it's just a giant cliche, but to the extent that it's really funny. So it's like, I actually was laughing. I was like, it's this white dude. No, thinks he has so many problems. And you're, like, just ridiculously powerful as well. You have an SMG and you can use, like, little traps and flint and steel, so you can sort of... Is that the right phrase? Flint and steel?
Things to make
that,
fires.
Yes, yeah. Correct then. And you make fires to, like, distract people. But for the most part... Stone. Is it flint and stone?
Stone and flint. What is it? What do we collect in Skyrim all that stuff? There's another one I've played, and it's like, that's what you have to collect to survive.
I think now you use steel with flint rather than stone.
Maybe you used to use stone?
Maybe it's Age of Empires. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe
that
I'm
seems
still
that
in the
seems
past.
Accurate. Yeah. That seems like something that would happen.
Maybe I don't want to shoot a Nazi. Maybe I want to shoot a dinosaur. Yeah.
I would prefer that, to be honest. Kind of getting sick of World War I games.
Into
World
dinosaurs. War II,
yeah, no, they're different wars.
They are very different wars, yeah. Speaking of valiant
fires. Do they do anything?
They just distract people.
So you can't set a Nazi's testicles on fire?
Lee, I'm getting a little bit concerned.
I'm just...
curious?
I want to know...
No, you can't. They just sort of walk over to it and then they get this little thing above their heads that indicates that they're suspicious and then 5 seconds later they forget that you were ever there at all. Even if you shoot them, actually, you can, like, shoot someone and kill them and everyone sees it and then you just, like, walk 20 metres away from where you did it and everyone forgets you ever existed, ever.
Poor Greg. He's got a family. He's died.
What? Who's Greg?
No one even knew.
Like, they have those goddamn memories of goldfish, which was actually recently found out that goldfish actually have longer memories than we thought.
Longer than Nazis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, longer than the Nazis in Sniper Elite 3 is. I believe that's the measurement that they used.
I guess this is, you know, this is why we won World War II.
Greg.
Seems about right, yeah, because everyone forgets everything. And even if you can take people down as well, like... You just walk up to them from pretty much any angle, but directly in front of them. Like, even just slightly to the side, just fine, and they just won't see you. And knock them out, and you can, like, throw them into a river if you want to. I think there was an achievement for that. Hmm. But still no testicles achievements.
How long is it fair to say that someone will play this game and then lose interest? How long until that happens?
By the end of the second mission, I realised that it was going to be the same thing for the rest of the game.
And how long did that take?
2 hours.
Okay.
I would say it's an 8-hour game all up. And, yeah, while it is really cool that you can be creative about stuff, it's not satisfying because everyone is so dumb. Mm. So you don't feel threatened at any point because you're like, yeah, but I could just walk slightly to the left and I'll be fine. So I was, like, sort of in my head trying to make it more difficult than it actually was. Yeah. But the sniping is still worth playing anyway, maybe when it's, like, $10 in 5 years.
So the X-ray mode is excellent.
It's very, very well done.
It's just too bad there's a game around it.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen how Mortal Kombat X are doing the X-ray?
It's super similar to that.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like equally effective.
So do you think that NetherRealm Studios borrowed off that?
Yeah, the Rebellion did it first, I think, with the previous Sniper games. And then, yeah, it was in the last Mortal Kombat. Mm. I don't know whether anyone was actually deliberately going, that's great, let's steal it.
I feel like Mortal Kombat would probably have thought of it first. I just want to say that.
Mm. Yeah. That's called bias and favoritism. Yeah.
They've probably both been watching the same Hong Kong action movie.
Yeah. it's a pissing contest that even if you win, your prize is shame. Yeah.
Is it though? Because it's pretty great.
Yeah.
And you can actually in Mortal Kombat X do the Cassie Cage does the splits and punches your balls into oblivion. So again, there's a focus on testicles.
Okay, they maybe it's just the same guy who's sending emails like, this game needs more testicle action. Can you please put it in the next installment? And they're like, this guy, he's got it. It's a brilliant idea.
Destroy the testicles.
Okay, so have we stretched out the testicle shooting for long enough, guys?
Well, do you want more?
Yeah.
I mean, we can keep going.
We probably have a lot of material.
What about...
waiting for the balls to drop.
the biggest, baddest Nazi of them all, Adolf Hitler, does he show up in the game?
He's referenced, but he doesn't show up. Though I did not finish the last two missions because I didn't want to anymore.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. I would never... Why would anyone?
Lee reviewed Sniper Elite 2 a couple of years back. Was Hitler featured in that game, Lee?
He was in the downloadable content. If you pre-ordered...
You download Hitler.
You got the chance to shoot Hitler. And I felt conflicted by that.
Wasn't that when the testicles thing was introduced as well?
Yes.
Yeah, so in that same DLC. Yeah.
Mm. And we were discussing this earlier, and we were wondering whether Hitler had... as the rumor goes, only one ball. Mm. Jody, how's the song go? Sing the song.
I'm 35. I don't remember. Hitler has only got one ball. The other was in the Berlin Wall.
Some guy who was
playing Sniper Elite 2 probably shot it off.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, that's how it goes.
That is it.
That's really?
Yeah, that was a song.
That was a song.
Wow.
Maybe in playgrounds today they don't sing songs about World War II.
They all have phones.
I'm as old as time.
Their phones play songs at them. They don't have to sing anymore.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So I think we are done for that.
Yes.
So I guess to wrap it up, awful AI. Have definitely a lot of creativity in each of the maps, which are also quite big. But yeah, main feature for sure, or the reason to play the game, is for the really cool X-ray deaths, which are super brutal.
And did you play this on the Xbox One?
I did.
Yep, but it's also available for the PS4 and the PC?
And the Xbox 360 and the PS3.
Great.
Sorry, Wii.
You're listening to Zed Games. Stay tuned because we'll be talking to Maud Garrett when we return.
Welcome back. You are listening to Zed Games. That was Chip Zell with, what was the name of the song, Ray?
Can't Stop Us.
Can't Stop Us. It was good, I guess. Right now, we have Maud Garrett, who is currently working on the Hot Hits Live from LA. She used to work on Nickelodeon back when I watched Camp Orange.
Oh, dear.
Maud was actually the one hosting it, which is pretty crazy. And she's currently working on Geek Bomb. But I do have to ask, have you ever been slimed?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. Are you kidding? Yeah.
What is it?
It's supposed to be a secret. Depends where it is. So at the actual Kids' Choice Awards, it's like this thick, congealed, like almost semi-transparent kind of, you can spray it through a water gun.
Hmm.
But on the road, it's custard and green food dye. That's it.
Ew.
So when that got poured all over my head, it was really funny because I'd eat it and they'd be like, ew. And then, of course...
I suppose it's edible, though.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, everything would be over and I'd still be covered in custard and it would start to dry and go off and get stinky. And...
Does it wash out easily?
I swear I've had it in my ear, like, deep for years now.
Yeah, because I've never been doused in custard before, so I feel like I'm missing out.
No, you're not. I don't recommend it.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate that advice. Thank you. Yeah. So can you tell us some more about Geek Bomb?
Sure thing. Geek Bomb is kind of like a YouTube channel, website and social media where a bunch of kids, crazy gaming kids that love video games, get an outlet to talk about it. I started it a couple of years ago because I was doing a lot of television presenting and radio stuff and I needed sort of just to fix and concentrate my obsession into one particular area. And I guess it grew from there.
So it was kind of like your gaming outlet.
That's it. Yeah, it was supposed to be sort of like a pseudonym. And like kind of in a way anonymous. And then I was like, nah, bugger that.
Did you ever see it getting to the point that it is today where you have like, how many staff do you have now?
We're getting 13 as of next weekend. So we're announcing another 5 contributors. No, it was actually supposed to be just a podcast, a monthly podcast. And now it's like we've got three different shows weekly, a podcast, a celebrity talk kind of show, I guess you could say, which is a celebrity geek every time. Gosh, what else? Celebrity interviews, red carpets, event coverage, game reviews, television recaps. I'm already exhausted.
So am I.
That's awesome. I remember, I think it was your very first video that I saw, you and Ray Johnston.
Uh-huh.
And it was just you with like some dodgy webcam. It was really low resolution.
Yeah. That was an iPhone on the side. It was really? Just, yeah, that was an iPhone. Yes. That was our first video.
I remember seeing that, when you posted it, and then it's so amazing how far you've come since then in such a short time.
Well, the clever thing is, by doing a really, really dodgy video at the start, is that everyone realises that you need help, and so they help you. So from that, we got a flurry of people that kind of wanted to help design our logo, give us some camera techniques and tips, and it was just like, oh, that's how you do everything.
Okay.
So that's why we kind of got better at an exponential rate, because everyone just wanted to chip in and help out.
So if we just reduce the quality of this show to something that's like probably 50% worse than it is now, you think eventually we'll get better?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Duly noted.
Because considering how lo-fi we are already, it's kind of disappointing that people haven't stepped up.
Yeah, where's our help?
Yeah. I guess it's actually you. You stepped up and...
Yeah. Yeah, see, I'm helping you out, Cass. Yeah, right. You're welcome. That's what I'm here for. Yeah. So, do you have a specific game that inspired you to start Geek Bomb, or that has driven your gaming passion?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, on the 64. Mm. Ocarina of Time, best game in the world.
In the world.
Mm. Hands down, wow. Ever. Mm. Ever.
Have you played Majora's Mask?
Yes.
Okay, that's totally my favourite Zelda game.
No, it scared me. Do you know why? Happy Mask Man scared the pants off me.
Yeah.
He looks like, I don't know.
He doesn't look happy, that's for sure.
No, he just like haunts your nightmares.
Yeah, no, he's creepy.
And then the moon had like a really scary face as well. Yeah. And then the countdown feature.
And the impending death.
Yeah.
I hated
like someone, the clock ticking. And it's like, no, you cannot smash all of the jars because you have the whole...
Because you're going to die. No, I loved that about it.
No, I didn't like that. So I liked roaming through the fields of Hyrule on Epona's back.
That's cute.
Thank you.
Good times. What's your favourite dungeon?
I think the Spirit Temple, because I liked the boss, the two witches of Flame and Ice, I think. Yes, or the Forest Temple with the ghosts.
Yeah, I like that one.
The music is so haunting.
Yeah. I remember, I had no idea. Oh, and there's rooms in the Forest Temple as well that, spin and have no gravity.
Yeah, go upside down.
Oh,
yeah.
Blew my mind.
But the ceiling claw, that little hand dude who would take you back to the start.
Yeah.
I was sweating over those.
No, nobody else here played Zelda?
Not Ocarina of Time.
What? That's my best game ever.
Apparently, I understand.
The soundtrack alone.
The soundtrack is
was
very
the
good.
Best. I was like, I got a guitar for the first time and tried to play Gerudo Valley. Couldn't, so I destroyed it.
Do you have a favourite Zelda character?
I actually just like Zelda on her own. I think she's great. In a lot of the other games, she's not. I hated her in Skyward Sword.
Yeah, I'm really not a fan of Zelda.
Oh, just in Ocarina of Time, I really appreciate her, but... Yeah, I just don't like this.
She's disappointing.
Damsel.
Is what she is. Yes, she gets kidnapped every goddamn time.
Well, not every time.
Ocarina.
She realizes.
Is it a spoiler?
I think the Statute of Limitations has wound down for that.
Yeah, if you haven't played it already and it came out in 1996. Yeah.
In Ocarina of Time, she's awesome.
And so she would have to be my favourite, and I'm biased there.
But my favourite character is Darunia.
Yeah, go on.
The King of Gorons.
Yeah.
He's great.
He's a bit crazy.
Yeah, that's why I like
He's like the king that's like, everyone, let's have some fun.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yeah, okay. Let's dance.
He's just like looking after little tiny like rock people who live in this cavern. Boom, like, what else do they need, really?
What did you think about the Wind Waker game, Maud?
I loved Wind Waker. I played that one when I had glandular fever. So for 2 weeks I was bedridden and, dusted off the GameCube and smashed that one out to the point where, when you have like a private joke with a game and if you haven't played the game, no one gets it. Every time you unlock a square on the map, you find a little fish. And the fish, when you, click A to chat with him, he goes, "Schwer!" So I drop this in conversation all the time, where someone's like, "Hey, have you been there before?" "No, schwer!" And they just look at me like I'm...
I was like that with Dragon's Dogma, where I had, my own in-jokes with my pawns.
Yeah.
And I talked to them all the time.
Yeah.
I felt really embarrassed whenever anyone realised that I was talking to my pawns. But he'd be like, "What are you doing? Get back here, God damn it!"
Dragon Dogma is a great game.
It is a fantastic game. Lee is also a fan.
Oh, man.
Massively underrated.
So underrated. Yep. The pawn system was really clever.
The best.
But I digress.
I still have your pawn, Alana, in my team, even though I out-leveled them. I just was just like, she's kind of
I appreciate
cool.
that.
Shout out to Jacob, who's been mine for sort of 20 levels.
I think I have yours, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I do.
Oh, he was Jamie. No, he was based off Jamie Lannister, but I called him... What did I call him?
I don't remember.
Oh, I miss him.
Lamey Janister.
But I totally had yours. What was mine? I think mine was Alanior.
Yeah.
Because I always create some white dude as my main character, and then I make myself as a second character.
Right.
It's weird.
You were wearing some sort of weird red outfit.
That wasn't my fault. So someone else took my pawn and then put her in this weird, really skanky outfit. So basically, it's you can share people's pawns online. And then I got her back, and
pawn,
it was
P-A-W-N-N.
Yeah, we need to clarify that.
I probably should have clarified that. Yes. And then I got her back, and she was wearing this gross outfit, but it was better than than any of the equipment that I had for her. I was like, why is this so high level? It's just like some red cloth. Great game, though.
Great game.
Yeah.
So, Mort, apart from The Legend of Zelda and Dragon's Dogma that we just discovered, what other games have been influential on your gaming career, I guess?
It's funny, a weird one that I shouldn't really confess to but did was Leisure Suit Larry. I played that when I was 7 years old, and I probably shouldn't, because to get into the game, there's a chick, a different woman every single time, and you needed to correlate who the woman was to the phone number that you had. And we lost the booklet with all the phone numbers in, but we only remembered this one girl, and she was rare. But we knew her the phone number to get into the game. So we had to quit, restart, enter until we found her. And it was just literally Larry number two. So this is when he goes on a dating show, accidentally wins, walks into the lotto show, wins $1 million. So he's taken home a prize of a cruise with this hot girl that ends up sending her mum. You get, you know, lost on an island. The whole thing's a schmazzle, but it was my favourite game. And I was, why do I have to get a full bikini body wax, Dad? Never mind. Don't worry about that.
You can't wear suits without it. It's important.
See, the KGB will discover that you're really a man.
Okay.
We're chatting with Maud Garrett, the Geek Bomb creator and media personality. You're listening to Zed Games. We'll be right back after this track. Now, Maud.
Ask me something.
Yeah. So you, your day job, you're a radio host.
I am, yes.
In LA, you interview huge celebrities for a living, and now we're interviewing you.
Yeah. Who's the pressure's been... on. I'm like sweating, actually.
Who has been your favourite celebrity that you've interviewed recently?
Recently, Angelina Jolie was great. She was incredibly lovely. Charlize Theron she's got sass, a lot of sass. She dropped a great a euphemism bomb where she mentioned snakes in a bush, which I childishly giggled at. And so she told me quite abruptly that I needed to get laid. Which I was like, touche, Charlize.
You're so right.
That really hurts inside. But my favourite would have to be Zac Efron, an unexpected surprise from him. I was interviewing him for Bad Neighbours, which came out, and Dave Franco was being a little bit of a brat, didn't really want to talk about anything, so would keep talking about what I was wearing and my nails so that we wouldn't have to talk about the movie. So when I put my hands up to show my nails off, they saw that I have a Triforce tattoo, and straight away, Zac was on it. And
really?
He goes, is that from Zelda? And I was like, yes. And of course, we've just discussed how much this is my favourite game in the world. And he's a good-looking, strapping chap who I've seen.
Does this story relate to the previous one in any way at all?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No. And no testicles, right. I'll have you know.
Okay.
Not yet. Working.
I was just about to say that.
But
he likes Zelda.
So he recognised that it was Zelda, and he goes, yeah, that was the best game on the 64. And I'm like, yes, it
Which
is.
Which one, though?
It was, like, the best. And then he said, yeah, the water temple? Man, wow. That was hard. And I was like, I'm trying to conduct an interview, and I have 4 minutes with you boys to talk about a movie, but you have said, like, the gold mine of things to me, and I want to come over there and just push my body against yours. But unfortunately, I just had to choke back the tears.
That would have made an interesting interview.
Ah, it would have just... I'm a professional.
A little bit of sexual assault.
No. Do we know if Zach listens to this show, Ray? Or do we have
Obviously
those numbers?
He does. Yeah. Let's be real.
Okay, so we could something could happen as a result of this.
Oh, I think he's actually floating around the Caribbean with Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, but what's she got?
She probably doesn't even play Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, what is it?
Screw her.
As if. Yeah. So I was really impressed with that one. And so, yeah, that was my best interview recently.
That's cool. So have you actually spoken to a lot of celebrities who you found out play games?
I'll try and slide in something subtly, whether it's a Star Wars quote or I'll be wearing, you know, something that's a little bit geeky and see if they notice. I had Zach Braff recently tell me... for his new movie, Wish I Was Here, there were a lot of gaming references in it where his sort of escape and coping mechanism was to pretend that he was this, like a Master Chief Halo-esque kind of situation where he was a space cowboy, shoot 'em upper, and that's what he did. And he mentioned Dungeons & Dragons a couple of times. So when I met him, I was like, I've got to ask, do you play D&D? And he's like, oh, no. I was like, oh, I do. I play Dungeons & Dragons. I wanted to talk about your character. And he said to me, oh, you're way too cute to play that. And I was
Boo.
Like, right? And
yeah.
So I had this inner conflict where I had the little voice on my shoulder that was like, one of them was like, that's supposed to be a compliment. He just called you cute. And the other one was like, nah, that's the one thing that I'm trying to, you know, break. And so that's what I said to him. I was like, dude, that's that's a stereotypical response. Like, you know, just because I look like this, you can't really assume what I like.
What did he say to that?
Did you want to take a photo?
Oh.
Yeah.
Would have been cool if you could have taught him something.
Man, Dame Judi Dench plays D&D.
Should I know
who
that
is? What do you reckon she has?
What? You're young. Yes.
And she plays with Vin Diesel.
Yeah, yeah. Vin Diesel taught her how to play.
That's so
cool. Well, I know who Vin Diesel is.
And now she's like the DM for her grandchildren.
She would make a great DM.
Wouldn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Vin Diesel's got a warrior. He's a tank for sure. Unless he's a bard he's just throwing a curveball here.
It's sad that I know this, but he plays a dark elf, which he has a tattoo of.
Yes!
Really?
He has a tattoo of his dark elf character.
Wow, that's cool.
Get out!
Wow.
Maybe I should get Linka. She's my half-elf thief. Maybe I'll get her somewhere. She actually has purple hair. That's weird.
I inspired that, didn't I?
Well, that's like No, I found a picture online. She's got throwing daggers.
Of me? Oh.
Can you imagine? I have a D&D character called Alana. She's got purple hair.
Me too. Good times.
Yep.
Ray, talk about your D&D character now.
My D&D character is a rogue.
Yeah.
Really?
Called Random.
Random. The rogue.
Yeah.
What's your weapon of choice?
Twin daggers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very real close combat.
Typical rogue.
I've got the throwing daggers. And I've got a dagger called Quill, and it's magical because it returns to my grasp every time I throw it. As the boss.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Your character's probably better than mine then.
I've got a bag of holding too, which is like the rogue's number one like piece of equipment.
Bag of holding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you can open it and it's like a room. Like, you know, in Harry Potter.
Yeah, totally.
I've got one of those.
What? In Harry Potter?
Yeah, Hermione has it in book 7.
Ah, yes. The thing.
What I've heard and I've seen in some photographs online that you're a professional photo bomber.
It's getting ridiculous now, though.
Is that something that you intentionally do, or is it just a?
I did it for fun now, initially, but now it's so ingrained that I can't go out without it. Just like it's like a seventh sense.
Do you feel pressure?
Yeah, no, I know when they're lining up a shot, when the group can kind of congregate. And they're in a line and there's someone taking a photo. I can feel that. So automatically, mid-sentence, I'll just take two steps back and position myself.
Like Spidey then, senses?
Yeah, that's what I've got with photobombing now. And then when the flash goes on, because with an iPhone, I've got like 1.7 seconds to get that flash happening.
Mm.
So when that goes in, at the last second, I have to turn around, make the face and bolt. And I've been... Poor America. I have been unleashing it.
You really are a professional photobomber then, if you know the delay between the flash and the...
It's not something to be proud of anymore. Yeah. Like, I'm actually a pest.
What is the best photograph that you've ruined / improved by photobombing?
I photobombed Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore?
Yeah.
Sweet.
And then I ran into him a year later and I said, I photobombed the hell out of your face. And then he just...
Did you remember?
No, he just stared at my tits the whole time.
Top look. All right.
Like, oh, Pauly Shore.
I love Pauly Shore.
Don't.
Of course you
don't
do.
Yeah, of course
Pauly.
You
no?
Yeah.
No.
Is that an unpopular opinion?
Yes.
He and David Spade should be best mates.
Is it wrong to say I like David Spade?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who either of these people are, but they both sound crap, so...
They're a bit creepy now.
Right.
They were both in terrible movies in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you calling Encino Man terrible?
Like, yes.
I've never seen it.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah, Encino Man.
But that was his only good movie. You need to frozen that and let it go.
Okay.
I don't even know what that movie... What? Can we talk about video games again?
Oh, yeah.
You guys, I'm so confused. So let's get back to video games.
Yeah. Are you playing anything at the moment, Maud?
I'm playing Elder Scrolls Online at the moment, and I'm playing Bioshock Infinite for the first time.
Just a little bit late, though?
Yeah. No, I've got a pile of games that just stare at me, begging for me to play them, but I live out of a suitcase more days than not. But yeah, finally I've dusted that one off, and I'm loving it to the point where I'm craving it. That's my favourite thing about playing a good game.
Where are you up to?
Let's see. Elizabeth,
it's kind of hard to explain
it
all.
Has a choker.
Okay.
As a good kind of checkpoint, we have successfully stolen the Zeppelin.
Stuff's
and now
real.
I'm in like the dodgy underground poor area.
Oh, I love that part.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at.
Okay.
How about the Elder Scrolls Online? How are you finding that?
I customize my very own character. And with most RPGs where you can completely adjust eye colors, nose, mouth, shape, everything, I like to make the ultimate Maud. And apparently, the ultimate Maud looks exactly like Taylor Swift. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't know that I did that. It was about 20 minutes into the game when I saved it and she turned around and I was like, oh, wait a second. And it's Taylor, like through and through. So, yeah, if anyone sees some angsty singer,
It's not actually Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
No, it's more debt.
Did you see The Onion did that parody of Elder Scrolls Online and the in-depth character creation system where they were saying you could go in and modify your character down to the genetic level, and there's a guy saying, you know, I'm really working on my orc's digestive system at the moment. And then you see the horrible things they've created, this just like lump things that limp along and then die because they screwed up.
Every moment is agony.
Please kill me.
Can you tell us what you're looking forward to within the next year, Maud?
I can. Destiny. Not so much the PvP side of Destiny, but the single-player campaigns, I think, look incredible. They showcased at E3 last year the different types of weapons, and we didn't see that this year, which I was really upset about, but they were kind of like a gorgeous fusion between like an elemental kind of upgrade with like a long-range or short-range weapons. So one of them had just, it was a shock value, another one had not so much flames, but this beautiful, I don't even know, like I've never seen anything like it, which is why I was so excited about it. But then they just showcased all of the, basically like what Halo was.
I'm not excited for it because to me it looks entirely like Halo.
It's so similar to Halo. Yeah. And in fact, I didn't like, they had a lot to improve on even in the arena where the recoil on the guns were stupid. It was like, come on. So they've got to clean that up a bit.
Hopefully they do. I mean, it's in, I think beta starts on the 17th of this month for people with PS3s and PS4s. And I think it's the 23rd for Xbox 360 and Xbox One.
So there's 9 days of beta.
And they seem to be really taking feedback. Yeah. Like they are actually responding to it, which is really good.
Yeah, because they put $500 million into this game.
Yeah.
Like if it's a flop, Activision may go bankrupt.
They did debunk that though. Like some fancy guy on the Bungie blog said that the game is nowhere near that budget, even including Pizza Wednesdays.
Oh, okay.
So, but someone from Activision said that it was. Yeah. So, what do we know?
It's probably like $450 million just for marketing.
Not even close.
The actual dev itself.
Yeah.
But also Shadows of Mordor.
Oh, I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, that looked great, and I got hands on with that game, and it feels amazing. And you jump on. It's not a warg. It starts with C, but it's like bigger than a warg, and you can like jump up. Like, you scale these
cliffs. So it's like Assassin's Creed-y climbing?
Nah.
No?
No. It's almost vertical flying.
Wow.
It's great. I loved it. Huh. I really, really enjoyed that. But they do have the Assassin's Creed Eagle Eye mode. But heavens forbid you call it an Eagle Eye mode. Which is what I did. And they're like, oh, that's not what it's called. I'm like, funny, that's what it looks like.
I believe it's Wraith Vision.
That's it.
Yeah.
There we go.
Detective mode.
It's very
Detective mode. Yeah. Same thing, right? What about Arkham
Everything
Knight? Are you looking forward to that?
I did get hands-on with Arkham Knight. I love the vehicle.
So you get to drive it in the hands-on? Because I haven't played it.
Yes, you do get to
is
drive it in
super
the hands-on.
Good?
It's all pretty much about that. It's about the combat as well. The combat's been improved from the last ones.
How?
Arkham City was just kind of like rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
This one, they have kind of like environmental attacks and takedowns, which was really cool.
Oh, that is cool. Like what, smashing people's faces into bins?
Jumping on the chandelier and pulling it down onto them.
Ooh, that's cool.
That kind of stuff. But my favourite was the Batmobile now. Is very heavy artillery, but you can control it via remote.
Oh, really?
So you can drive the car and control the car and not be in the car.
How do they combat Batman obviously killing people with his war tank? Like, surely it shoots.
Those are rubber bullets.
Do they? No one dies?
No, drones.
No, they are killing. He's a killing machine now, Batman. There's two different types of attacks with the Batmobile. So you've got the light bullets, and then you've got...
So they're really bullets, so people are actually dying.
Oh, yeah, there's death.
Wow. And they're not Batman, like, no, they're just sleeping.
No, Batman's over it. It's just like, you know what, Gotham? You all deserve to die.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's kind of exciting.
Yeah, it's good. That one will be good, but I'm actually more excited about Shadows of Mordor because that's more my jam.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. What about The Witcher 3?
I didn't get hands-on with Witcher 3.
Still looking forward to it.
From what I've seen... Yeah, I've got to finish Witcher 2 first.
Yeah,
I got so distracted by Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah.
I still think that's a better game.
Oh, it's a great game.
It's a great game.
Yeah.
I'm not frothing over Witcher 3. I'm more excited about Dragon Age Inquisition, only so I can fulfil the trilogy. I love my BioWare trilogies. Mass Effect 1 to 3 was great, and now I'm looking forward to finishing off the Dragon Age.
Is it a trilogy?
It should be.
Like technically, is it all canon?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, stuff
still
happens from 1 to 3.
Yeah, okay.
Still got to save the day.
I wouldn't mind if they removed Dragon Age 2 from the official canon, personally.
Ooh,
zing.
Yeah.
Too harsh?
I know a lot of people have said that. Yeah. I haven't played them yet, but I'm going to try to before Inquisition comes out.
He swings both ways.
It's because he was no longer fun in the second one. He was so good in the first one. He was great. He was a great character. And then he suddenly just all...
He was possessed. Could put a damper on anyone's personality. He was possessed by a dark spirit.
He was possessed, but even, you know, he was possessed by a character who was more interesting in the first game as well.
Right.
Yeah.
I like me some Alistair. Mm. I want him to be a real person so I can pick him up at a bar.
There are a lot of people who really... I wanted to be his friend.
Why can't I hang out with you? And he was like, come here, give me a hug.
Yeah.
How does everyone feel about Dorian in Dragon Age Inquisition being super gay?
Cool.
I think that's okay.
Yeah. Bad time. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. That's kind of the... I wouldn't have known what to say if someone was against it. I would have been like, this is awkward.
Yeah.
But apparently he's the first ever BioWare character who is...
100%.
He said fully gay, which is a very weird way
to say it. They mean playable character. Because like Steve Cortez in Mass Effect 3, he's gay, but
I think
party
character is
a thing
when he came out.
That was a surprise.
He was
an awesome character.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
It's also written by a gay guy as well. So the guy who wrote Dorian's character is also gay, which is really good. Yeah. You know, they're not just chucking it in there for diversity, which can kind of feel a little bit off sometimes.
Did anyone see the Freddie Prinze Jr. interview about his character?
Like, no. He's still alive?
He's doing a lot of voice acting.
Like,
really?
He's reinvented himself as an actually really good voice actor. Like, he was great in Mass Effect 3.
I thought he didn't really look like his character.
Well, that's okay.
But, like, the sound. Like, his voice is like, hey! And then the guy's like, oof!
Yeah, like, you know, military career will do that to a man's mindset.
Yeah.
But, like, he's... doing this really fun voice. He's this great, big, hulking, like, fun-loving brute
thing. He's doing Star Wars Rebels, I believe, at the moment as well.
Yeah.
He's been doing Comic-Con and doing interviews there.
That's really cool.
Yeah, hopefully
I totally just thought he didn't exist anymore. After Scooby-Doo, he was like, nah, I'm out.
Yeah, no, now he's a fun voice
man. I think he's welcome back as an actor.
Yeah.
But voice,
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Guys, we're pretty much out of time, so unfortunately we're going to have to say goodbye to Maud. But Maud, thank you so much for coming and joining us on the show today.
Thanks for chatting games with me, guys.
And where can we get some more Maud goodness?
Some more Maud?
Yeah, on the internet.
More Maud. I'm on Twitter, at Maud Garrett, and you can catch geekbomb.net and youtube.com/geekbombshells for the videos.
Sweet. This has been Zed Games. We'll catch you next week, guys. We're going to leave you now with one last track by local artist Slato. As promised, this track is called Plateau Trance. You can catch us on the internet, Facebook/ZedGamesOU, same handle on Twitter. We'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.